Imagine you were filling up like a water tank with a hose.
Sure.
Common sense tells you that if you have a massive tank, it is going to take a lot longer to fill up.
Right.
But what if the opposite were true? What if making the tank bigger actually forced the water to flow in faster? Welcome to the deep dive.
Yeah, it sounds completely backwards.
It really does. Today, our mission is to decode this really dense technical analysis on quantum batteries, or QBs, and we are exploring how they are poised to completely defy classical thermodynamics.
Yeah.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because to understand how a larger battery can charge faster, we have to look at the limitations of what is currently sitting in your pocket.
Exactly. So the standard lithium-ion battery in your phone relies on physical chemistry. You have actual physical ions slowly migrating through a medium from one side to the other.
Which generates heat.
Right, heat and wear and tear. And that fundamentally limits your charging speed. But quantum batteries throw that entirely out the window. They rely on the unitary evolution of quantum states.
Unitary evolution.
Yeah, so instead of dragging physical matter across a battery, we are manipulating the wave properties of subatomic particles right in place. I mean, nothing physical actually moves.
Okay, wait. If we aren't moving physical ions anymore, I'm struggling to picture what is actually charging. Are we just trapping light inside a box?
Well, what's fascinating here is how the quantum optics handle the energy. It comes down to something called the Dick model, which triggers this phenomenon known as superabsorption. Yeah,
Superabsorption.
picture millions of two-level quantum systems, basically tiny artificial atoms, sitting inside a cavity. And because these artificial atoms are entangled, they do not absorb energy one by one.
Oh, they do it all together.
Exactly, they absorb it collectively. So as you add more of these systems to the battery, their entangled state multiplies the charging power exponentially.
Wait, I have to push back on this. Multiplying power exponentially just by making the battery bigger sounds like we are getting something for nothing. I mean, aren't we violating the laws of physics here?
I know, it looks like a total cheat code, but it is actually just a very precise game of quantum timing. The analysis details a mechanism called bound luminosity.
Bound luminosity, okay.
Right. The system creates massive, rapid energy oscillations back and forth between the charger and the battery. To stop that energy from simply flowing back out to the charger, engineers sever the coupling at the exact peak of the first oscillation.
Oh, wow. So they physically cut the connection at the microscopic level.
Yes, just to literally lock the energy inside.
Well, here's where it gets really interesting. Because while that blackboard math is brilliant, moving from theory to physical reality introduces a massive engineering hurdle. Right now, building one of these batteries is like trying to carry water in a sieve.
Yeah, the energy just leaks out almost instantly.
Right, in like microseconds.
Yeah.
So how do we fix a leaky quantum bucket?
Well, the culprit behind that sieve is decoherence. The moment the outside environment interacts with these fragile quantum states, the energy dissipates. And this microsecond leakage problem has actually kicked off a massive geopolitical race to stabilize the technology.
Yeah, the sources highlight two very different strategies emerging here.
They do. In the US, a highly distributed private sector ecosystem is chasing room temperature organic microcavity models. They have actually managed to extract real electrical current without needing extreme cooling.
Which is huge. But then China is utilizing a centralized state lab approach backing superconducting models, right?
Yes, 12 qubit models. Those charge incredibly fast, but they require highly impractical millikelvin cryogenic cooling just to keep the quantum states from falling apart.
So we either freeze the battery to absolute zero, or we find another way to fix the leaky bucket. The research mentions bath engineering as a solution, which sounds totally counterintuitive.
It really does.
Like, are we somehow using the environmental noise instead of fighting it, like a pair of noise-canceling headphones?
That is the exact mechanism. You take the environmental static, the bath, and intentionally feed it back into the system to cancel out the leaks.
Oh, that's wild.
By carefully managing that interaction, you drive the battery into an optically inactive dark state. It essentially turns the battery invisible to the environment, hiding the energy and trapping it inside for much longer.
So what does this all mean? For you listening right now, solving that noise cancellation problem dictates when this tech actually reaches your daily life. The payoff is trading constant chemical wear and tear for a near-infinite cycle life.
Exactly.
We are moving from tapping into chemical potential to extracting quantum ergotropy, which, if I'm reading this right, is basically the absolute maximum juice we can squeeze out of a quantum state.
Right. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, the deployment roadmap is incredibly ambitious. By the 2030s, we anticipate chemical-free nanomedicine, meaning a pacemaker that never degrades and never needs a battery swap.
That is incredible.
Yeah, and by the 2040s, we could see this integrated into electric vehicles. But the ultimate ceiling for this technology goes far beyond Earth. The research highlights a mathematical framework called the SYK model.
Right. The math gets pretty crazy here.
It does. It shows that the math governing certain quantum batteries is identical to the math describing a black hole in two-dimensional space. They are holographic duals.
Wait, really? A black hole?
Yes. And in this mathematical model, Hawking radiation, the actual energy a black hole leaks out, can be harnessed to enhance the battery's capacity.
Okay, that is just mind-bending. Could the ultimate deep space batteries of our future be modeled after literal black holes?
It is a wild question, but mathematically, yes.
So the next time you're staring at your phone, waiting for that little battery icon to slowly fill up, just imagine a future where we power our lives using the quantum physics of a black hole.